Business success requires thinking beyond today. That's why ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions to help your business have more success tomorrow. ADP, always designing for HR, talent, time, benefits, payroll, and people.
Welcome to Honest HR, the podcast for HR professionals, people managers, and team leads intent on growing our companies for the better.
We bring you honest, forward-thinking conversations and relatable stories from the workplace that challenge the way it's always been done. Because after all, you have to push back to move forward.
Honest HR is a podcast from SHRM, the Society for Human Resource Management. And by listening, you're helping create better workplaces and a better world. I'm Wendy Fong.
I'm Amber Clayton.
And I'm Monique Akadbi.
Now let's get honest.
Hello, and welcome back to Honest HR. I'm your host, Monique Akonbi, Field Services Director, East at SHRM. On our episode today, we're going to talk about the good, bad, and common myths of mentorships and how employers can leverage effective mentorship programs to develop leaders. This podcast is approved to provide 0.75 SHRM PDCs towards SHRM CP and SHRM SCP recertification. If you listen to the full episode, we'll provide the activity ID toward the end of the episode. As I think back on my career in human resources, there were many individuals that played a role in mentoring me and shaping me in who I am within my career. But if I think back to one person that really played an important role and mentored me, it would be my former HR manager, Barbara. When I started at an employee benefits broker a few years ago, I remember starting that first week and hating the job. And I hated the job, not because of the people I worked with, but it was just a very uncomfortable environment for me. It was something new and it was beyond familiar territories. And Barbara sat me down one day in her office and said, Monique, I am preparing you for this role. My job is to get out of your way and to make sure that you are successful. And at the time, I didn't realize that she was taking me under her wings and mentoring me. And during the time that she mentored me, she pushed me beyond my limits. And when I think about a good mentor, that's what a good mentor does in a non-judgmental way, but they see the potential that you have within you and they're there to push you along the way. And if I think of one most important thing that I learned being mentored by Barbara was to learn the business, to learn the organization. And while I was in human resources, she got me involved in the National Malcolm Baldrige Criteria for Performance Excellence. And what that did was allowed me to understand how an organization operates from its leadership down to its operations. And what that did was help me be a better HR professional because I then understood my organization, how they made money, what their strategy was like, and it allowed me to better support my leaders within the organization. So if I think back to the importance of mentorships, sometimes it's not those relationships where you walk up to someone or have a conversation and you ask them to be a mentor. It is individuals that have intentionally or unintentionally taken you under their wing and helped push you beyond your limits because they see the potential that you have in you. That's me and my mentorship story. So let's turn to today's guests so they can share theirs with you. Our guest for this podcast is Sheila Thomas and Pradosh Bathena. Welcome to Honest HR, Sheila and Pradosh. I'm excited to have the two of you on the podcast and to talk about mentorships.
Thank you, Monique.
Thanks, Monique.
So, Sheila and Pradosh, tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself and how the two of you know each other. And we'll start with you, Sheila.
Thank you, Monique. My name is Sheila Thomas, as Monique indicated, and I'm currently employed in the DMV, and I work for a government contractor as the head of HR. I support a workforce in 8 states. I'm responsible for all things HR and administration. And I serve on the board of directors for DC SHRM. I serve in the capacity of VP of Mentoring and Professional Development. And I met Fredosh as a member of the chapter and also as a mentee for one of the seasons in which I was mentoring as the lead of our mentoring program.
Great. Thanks, Sheila. And Fredosh?
Thanks, Monique. My name is Fredosh Pitena. I've been in the HR space for 15 years. So my day-to-day work involves like managing the employees' benefits, any questions they have about benefits, doing various open enrollments during the year. So I would say 50% of my focus on day-to-day work is on benefits, performance management, and the 50% is on the HRIS and recruitment side. I met Sheila as part of the DC SHRM mentorship program in the spring of 2021. She's truly a great mentor and a seasoned HR professional. The fact that I like about her is that she's very friendly and approachable. In fact, in the last few months, she's helped me navigate a lot of difficult situations at my work because of recent change in our leadership and organizational structure.
Great. Thank you so much for sharing that. The purpose of our time together through this podcast is to learn more about mentorships. And so I'm really excited that both I have you, Sheila, and Fredosh, because you all have a mentor-mentee relationship. And so for our listeners, can you each share why mentorship is important? Sheila?
A lot of things come to mind as it relates to the benefit of mentoring. Once you have established that relationship with a mentor, you have someone to hold you accountable to achieve your goals that you set out to seek in your career path. Also, mentors help keep you on track. They're kind of like that person, you know, tapping you on the shoulder, reminding you of those timeframes you put in place and, you know, looking at that timeline and where you are with things. But mentors also help you see the big picture. They help you to clarify the goals. And again, you know, in HR, we all know about the SMART goals, being specific with your goals, measurable. Are they achievable? Are they relevant? And are they time sensitive? Really understanding, you know, are we talking about something that you can accomplish, you know, in a matter of 3 months, or are we talking about 3 years? We need to be very, very clear in being able to establish the big picture in order to stay on task. And it also helps with the mentee's overall development. With regard to being a mentor to a mentee, everyone is different. And so for me, I try to make sure that I allow the mentee the opportunity to help guide, you know, what direction we're going to go in, because it's not about me, it's about them. I'm just helping them to steer the wheel, if you will. So it's all about them and being able to measure their success, keeping them motivated during those times in which they, you know, are struggling or hit a bump in the road, helping them to understand that we all have these opportunities within our career to learn from successes as well as for our obstacles. I don't like to use the word failures because for me, every opportunity is a learning opportunity. So more importantly, I think that when I'm working with a mentee, it's important in helping them to develop those soft skills that are so often sometimes overlooked. You know, that self-awareness is so important. The adaptability to be able to lean in and be able to really understand the differences and perspectives of others. Working together as a team, you know, it's not about the I, it's about the we. And helping them to understand the need to be able to be a collaborative person in whatever endeavor they're striving to achieve. And just really working on improving the verbal communication. We all know how important communication is, both verbally as well as having good listening skills. So in my opinion, mentors can help serve as a sounding board for ideas and help to problem solve.
Great. Thank you for sharing, Sheila. And Fredosh, as a mentee, why would you say mentorship is important?
Monique, I would say that one of the biggest benefits I've found is support. You know, the past couple of years, especially during the pandemic, have had a huge impact on virtually every role within every business, especially HR teams, and particularly had to adapt, innovate, and execute faster than ever. While it was an exciting time for the people industry, it was a demanding and challenging one for HR. And additionally, I feel that the relationship offers a safe confidential environment to discuss your thoughts, feelings, questions, and professional aspirations. I also found mentoring to be a very powerful tool for building my network and keeping pace with a rapidly evolving profession. It can be particularly valuable for solo practitioners who may feel alone in the organization. Like in my organization, it's a small nonprofit with only like 70 people. And it was just me and my boss when we initially started. So it definitely helps to build connections and talk to other people. So that was a great help. And mentorship programs have becoming increasingly popular in HR profession, you know, providing a way for people to engage, connect, and share valuable knowledge about all things, you know, in HR, you know, especially somebody who wants to grow by cultivating good old-fashioned relationships. You know, I'm still like old school. I like to pick up the phone and talk rather than just messaging people, you know, so that's great, you know. And also mentorship provides a number of benefits that touch the area of personal and professional development and satisfaction. Some of the benefits that I've personally found of this mentorship program are growing your network. I've connected with a lot of good folks in the DC area through the DC Show mentorship program, driving the use and development of important competencies that you might have, but you didn't realize that you had it within you, you know, and then renewing ideas and perspectives on one's leadership roles. Gaining a better understanding of challenges or obstacles that employees at all levels of the business may be experiencing, and generally development of your own leadership skills, you know, your own listening skills, as Sheila mentioned, your own communication skills, you know. So that's the overall advantage and benefits I find from mentorship programs.
Great. Thank you so much for sharing why mentorship is important. If we think about mentorship as a whole, it's a relationship. And what I heard you share, Sheila, the word that popped in my mind was accountability. You serve as that accountability partner. And sometimes accountability has a negative connotation. But as a friend shared with me years ago, accountability is not consequential. Because I'm holding you accountable doesn't mean there are any negative or bad consequences tied to it. It is because I am that much invested in your success. That's why I'm holding you accountable. And so that resonated with me when you shared, Sheila, the importance of a mentorship. And then for Dosh, for you, you know, that's having that support, being able to connect with your mentor, with Sheila, to pick up the phone, to give her a call and to say, hey, I'm dealing with this issue, or how can you help me navigate, or just being that listening ear sometimes helps with that mentorship relationship. So we hear a lot about good mentorship relationships, but we also know there are some bad mentorship relationships as well, right? It's pairing each other up so that way there's a win-win for both the mentor and the mentee. And Sheila, you indicated it's not about me as the mentor. It's about the mentee, right? How can I be of support to them? How can I assist them in navigating and developing their career as well? So I'm curious to know for you, Sheila, what does a good mentorship look like? And then also, what would you say a bad mentorship would look like?
Well, certainly being able to be available, to be present for your mentee. For Dosh, will reach out to me. He'll send me a text and say, hey, can I give you a phone call? Can we schedule a call this evening? And I try to make sure that I give him a rather quick response, if you will, just because I know if he's reaching out, this is something that he really wants to address. So making sure that you have the time to give, you know, to be a responsive mentor. Also, getting out of the way, you know, as I said before, this is about the mentee. So you really need to be able to communicate with that mentee and develop that trust to show them that, one, I'm going to invest this time. I'm going to make every effort to help you in the path in which you're trying to go. And I'm going to share information. I'm going to introduce you to new folks to add to your network. I'm going to offer guidance. I'm going to tell you some of my success stories, tell you some areas where I've had to learn in my career path, and just making sure that it's really a stable relationship where boundaries have been set and you're really understanding what's going to be most beneficial for your mentee based on the time frame in which you're going to be in this relationship. And so starting out with those goals and objectives from the onset is critical to the success of the overall mentoring relationship. On the flip side, not being available, not investing the time, because it is time. And for the mentee, you know, sometimes you do need to put some boundaries on, you know, what that time availability is. But most important, if you're not available, if you're not following up, if your response time is lagging, you know, the mentee is probably feeling like they're not very interested and or invested in me as an individual or a professional trying to build my career path. So I try to make sure that whenever I'm chatting with individuals who state an interest in being a mentor, I always ask them to look at your calendar and make sure you have that availability, because you really need to show up and be available. Because again, you're modeling the behavior that we want to see in our mentees as they continue to grow in their careers as HR professionals.
Great. Some really great points. Thank you. And Pardosh, as a mentee, what would you say are a good mentorship looks like, but then also a bad mentorship as well?
Thanks, Monique. As Sheila mentioned, every time I've reached out to Sheila, she's responded, you know, within a few minutes or a couple of hours, and then we have set up a time to discuss issues. So the one great thing I feel that a mentor should have is availability, of time. You know, I've known Sheila for more than 2 years now, and I feel like sometimes when I'm talking to her, I feel like I'm speaking to a friend who's open to listening to my issues. And she always gives me the best advice to tackle a difficult situation at work, you know. And then I feel that a good mentor is somebody who helps the mentee do the following, you know, nurture their creativity, give feedback frequently, build the business acumen, encourage outside learning, reinforce their technical and soft skills. And then also I would say some of the good qualities of an HR mentor are somebody who has a respectful attitude, eagerness to invest in others, ability to give honest and direct feedback, and willing to be a sponsor and be a reflective, listener and show empathy. And talking about bad mentorship, I would say that a mentor who does not meet any of these qualities, somebody's not willing to invest their time, somebody who's not empathetic, and somebody who's like not invested in you, you know, is just doing a mentorship for the sake of doing mentorship, it's not a good mentorship.
Beautifully said, Pardosh. Thank you so much. And you mentioned investment, right? So mentor relationships, that requires investment of time, investment of resources. But you also indicated empathy, which I found very interesting, because we hear a lot, especially since the pandemic, about empathy in the workplace or just being empathetic in general. And there are a lot of common myths about mentorships, right? So if I think about some of those myths, is that it takes a lot of time, or it has to be very structured or very formal. What would you say, Pardosh, are some common myths about mentorships?
I would say some of the common myths are the mentor must be older or somebody more senior, but experience is often confused with age or seniority. In truth, a mentor could be younger or more junior as long as they have the work qualifications or the life experience, you know, that a mentee can benefit from. One of the other common myths is mentoring is only for people who have not been successful, which is, again, a big myth. You know, successful people need mentoring too. You know, high-performing professionals actively seek out mentoring to help them scale greater heights in their careers, you know. One other thing is mentoring is time-consuming. I don't think in today's day and technology, you know, I mean, it is definitely time-consuming, but with the technology available to us, you know, you can basically chat with people, you know, you can text people, you know, there are various ways to communicate. So mentoring conversations can happen over lunch or tea breaks. I feel that a mentoring relationship is based on mutual trust, respect, and openness. It's a partnership. It's a two-way partnership. And I think one other myth I think is that mentoring stops once your goals are reached, and mentoring is for a lifetime. It again depends on your relationship between the mentor and the mentee, you know. You could set up a time frame to begin with to establish goals and create accountability. And how once those goals are met, it may be just beneficial for mentor and mentee to continue the relationship with follow-up check-ins and to help each other with networking connections, you know. Like in my and Sheila's case, you know, like the first time I thought, like, whom I can reach out to can help me tackle a difficult situation at work. And I was like, oh, the first person came to my mind was Sheila, because during the mentoring program, I could see that she was really invested, you know, in the mentees. She was really empathetic. So I just thought that let me reach out to her. And over the period of time, you know, we developed that relationship. And I think I'm going to continue this relationship with Sheila because she's an amazing mentor.
Wow, those are some really good points in terms of myths. And your very first point, Firdosh, was experience over age. And we've heard about reverse mentorships because I think that is a very common myth, is that a mentor-mentee relationship is that the mentor is someone more senior than the mentee, right? And that is absolutely not true. There are reverse mentorships where no matter the age or the experience, I feel you can learn, and you indicated it's a mutually beneficial relationship and you learn from each other. And it's that two-way partnership, also a lifetime. If I think back to some of the individuals that I would consider as a mentor for me, there was never this formal discussion around, hi, so-and-so, can you be my mentor? I think just over time, organically, we built a relationship to where that person was more of a mentor to me, or I was more of a mentor to someone else as well. So those are some really great points in terms of common myths we hear about mentorships. Sheila, are there any other myths that Firdosh hasn't shared about mentorships that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Certainly. A few things come to mind. One of the reasons I'm so passionate about mentoring is because I am the recipient of having a great mentor myself. And so I understand and realize the impact that relationship has had for me in my development. And so I feel like my opportunity to give back just never ends. And being a mentor is a great way to be able to do that. And so with that, you know, sometimes people believe that you can only be a mentor or a mentee. And so in the example I just shared, I've been a mentee. And so now I serve as a mentor. And what's really important is making sure that you allow the mentee to bring their unique perspectives to the relationship while you're also sharing yours, but you keep it focused on the mentee. Because again, I can't stress enough that the relationship building is both ways, but the views and the experiences to the relationship should come from both parties. And you really, really need to be able to invest in that mentee and being able to help them bring their views and their experiences to light so that you can frame that relationship in a way that makes sense.
Great. So if I'm a listener and I've heard all of this good information that you and Firdosh has shared, Sheila, about the benefits of a mentorship relationship and also things to avoid or some of those common myths, and I am thinking about maybe I want to implement a mentorship program within my organization, what advice or guidance would you give me?
I would certainly say do not do it alone. You'd certainly need to have stakeholders at the table. With regard to the DC Sherm Mentorship Program, it's an investment for the entire board. This is something that we had spoken about. We saw it as an opportunity to have an additional resource for our members. And so the initial rollout of the program several years ago included at that time our chapter president, as well as our chapter president-elect. And it, you know, everyone embraced the importance of this program. So looking at mentoring within an organization, you need to have those stakeholders at the table to help shape and form how this program is going to roll out, and also have those key leaders in your organization, you know, promoting the mentorship program. So the employees understand the investment that the company wants to make in them and that they can see the benefit for them in their career, in their growth.
Great. Thank you for sharing that. And tell us a little bit more about the DC Sherm Mentorship Program. What does that look like? Or if I'm a listener and I'm in the DC area, or maybe I'm a member of the DC Sherm chapter, how could I get involved?
Oh, absolutely. So the DC Sherm Mentoring Program, it's a very structured setting in which we develop a beneficial relationships between individuals new to the field and seasoned professionals. So the mentors act as advisors, teachers, guides, and we deal with real world experiences. So no season is the same as the one before, because as things happen, you know, new hot topics come up. And so we always frame our planning around what those hot topics are so that we're very relevant in our delivery of this program. The program is managed by myself and two co-chairs. And so any one of us are always available. We have a website, which is dcsherm.com. And the program is offered in a cohort format. And what I mean by that is we realize the benefit of not only having the one-on-one mentoring relationship, but having a cohort of mentees that can have the experience of learning from one another. And so right there, you're going to immediately increase your network by three or four people just because now you're in this cohort and you're developing these relationships within the cohort. So you have to be a DC SHRM member to participate. The program offers 7.5 credits, which is approved by SHRM. And it's totally free for the mentees to join and participate in the program as long as you are a DC SHRM member. And so there is an application process and we review all the applications. We reach out to the individuals to discuss more about their interests, share more about the program, and then we get busy.
Awesome. And how does that pairing look? What does that process look like in terms of pairing mentors and mentees?
So we have a pretty comprehensive application process. And so in that process, we ask the mentees, what are their goals and objectives? What do you hope to gain from this program? What's happening in your career right now? What's really important? Because what we don't want is for someone to confuse this with coaching. It is not coaching. It is mentoring. And so sometimes we do have to have those one-on-one conversations. But more importantly, we want to make sure that if we have someone who's an HR generalist, but who is more interested in focusing on talent acquisition or total rewards, if we have a mentor that also has that skill set, very likely they're going to be paired with that mentor because we want to make sure from the onset that we've done the very best job we can in being able to coordinate those concerns or issues that they bring to the table with someone who can really speak to real life experiences and helping them navigate. Is this something you're really interested in? And hey, this is how my career path got me to where I am today. So we really take the time to go through each individual application. And it's a very personal process as it relates to pairing the mentor and the mentee. We also vet the mentors to make sure they understand the expectations of them. And first and foremost is your availability to be able to share and give back, but also making sure that they're comfortable in being able to work with different personalities and dynamics and understanding where people are based on their application and the information that they've shared in that application.
Yeah, Monique, one other thing is like some people think that like just by joining this program, they will get instant results. You know, that's not the case, you know. Like they will achieve their career goals, you know, within 6 months, you know. So that's what I wanted to say. Yeah.
No, thank you so much for adding that because I was actually going to go back to the myths discussion. And that's a common myth, right? Because I have a mentor, this is a guarantee that I am going to land the next career advancement opportunity that, you know, that I pursue. And so that's a really good common myth that you brought to our attention. Thank you so much. But Sheila, you mentioned coaching versus mentoring and the difference between the two. And so for some of our listeners who may be thinking, well, it sounds the same as coaching or, you know, mentorship is the same as coaching. What would your response to that be?
Coaching is at a different level. Coaching is really working with you one-on-one. First, we have a format where it's a cohort. And mentoring is, again, being able to receive you where you are and help you process those goals and objectives that you've identified for your career path. Whereas with the coaching, that person is really helping to direct some of your activities so that you can get to the finish line of where you're trying to go. And so we make sure that our mentees understand the relationship that they build with the mentees in their cohort is equally as important as the relationship they're going to build with their mentor, because the mentor is not the coach. It is a mentor.
So if I'm considering being a mentor, but I'm thinking, oh my gosh, it's going to take a lot of my time. My calendar is already full. I don't have any more to give. What would your response to that be, Sheila?
Call me and let's talk about it.
because, you know, sometimes that is the very first barrier that presents itself with the mentor relationship, right? Because it's like, oh my gosh, I don't have enough time. But I would always question, you know, why not? Why not pay it forward? Whether you are a mentor or a mentee. And Sheila, I think you mentioned during our conversation that you've even learned from Pradosh as well, you know? And so it, again, it is back to that mutually beneficial partnership and investing in each other as well. But Pradosh, what is maybe one thing that you learned from Sheila as your mentor? And then Sheila, after Pradosh shares, if you can share one thing that you've learned from Pradosh.
I would say what I've learned from Sheila, one thing based on my recent experience, I would say is she's always encouraged me to stand up for what's right. So that's one major thing I've learned from her. She always encourages me to do the right thing, anything that's ethically and legally right to do for the organization. So that's what I think is the most valuable thing I've learned from her, and how to tackle difficult situations with tact and diplomacy.
Great. And Sheila?
Well, Pradosh, he's such an intelligent person. He's very witty, extremely smart. But I'll say this, as a mentor, you know, Pradosh will reach out to me with questions and we talk about a problem that he may be experiencing. And for me, I've learned to ask more questions to make sure I really understand the context of what's happening so that I can gain more clarity in what he's looking for about answering the situation and not just jumping to a conclusion, but really, you know, asking him more questions about the who, what, when, where, and how to make sure I really have a full picture of what's happening to give what I believe is the best advice possible. So I've learned from him to, you know, make sure I'm really listening and really communicating effectively so that I can be as helpful to him as possible.
Great. And then one last question. If I'm driving in my car and I'm listening to this podcast and I am going back and forth with myself in terms of I want to pay it forward, but I don't think that I have anything to offer, anything to give, or have not been as successful by my own definition to be a mentor, what would you say to me, Sheila?
So, you know, I do get members who reach out and say, you know, I read the article or I heard about the program and I really would like to participate, but I don't know if I'm the right fit. And, you know, I take time to really get to know our members who show an interest in mentoring. And I start to help them understand so many of their accomplishments that they're overlooking. And, you know, then I start in a way that says, let's talk about how did you get to where you are? And maybe that was through sponsorships in their organizations or through mentorship. But then it's kind of like an aha moment that they realize I do have, you know, a great deal of knowledge, skills, and experience that I can share. And in those situations, we've had mentors come to the program and they've been outstanding. You know, they just needed to get past being in their own way of thinking. They didn't have anything to contribute when they had a ton of skills and experience and knowledge to contribute. So I always try to help them look at their own career and understand, because they know themselves better than anyone. Yeah, there's more you can do here. Let's talk about you mentoring. We want you to join the team.
So we're going to get ready to start wrapping up today's Honest HR episode, but I want to give each of you one last opportunity just to share. If you could put in a sentence or a couple of sentences, what it has meant to be a mentor or to be a mentee to you, I'd like for you to share that. So Pradosh, I'm going to go with you first. What has it been or meant to you to be a mentee?
I would say I'm really blessed to have Sheila as a mentor. Really, she's been there every time for me. She's given me enough time. You know, she's a good listener. She's willing to listen. You know, she's never rushed me saying, oh, cut me short. She has to go. She has a meeting. She makes sure she has ample time to listen to me. And I think that's what has always kept this relationship going. You know, she's empathetic. She's a good listener. And she's always there for you, no matter what day and time, even, you know, after hours, she's available, you know.
Great. Thank you for sharing it, Sheila.
Yeah, I would say I just get such a reward from working with individuals and helping them help themselves. And so for me, like I said earlier, I've learned a lot from Firdaus and from other mentees that I've had the pleasure of getting to know. And I just think it's what we're supposed to do, pay it forward and give back. And that's what I do.
Well, a big thanks to both you, Sheila, and Firdaus for joining me to discuss the good, bad, and common myths of mentorships. As we mentioned, this episode is approved to provide 0.75 SHRM PDCs towards SHRM CP and SHRM SCP recertification. After you've listened to the episode, enter this activity ID 23-HFUKX into your SHRM activity portal to redeem your 0.75 PDC for listening to this episode. If you haven't already, please subscribe and follow Honest HR however you listen to your podcast. Also, reviews have a real impact on a podcast's visibility. So if you enjoyed today's episode, feel free to leave a review and help others find the show. Feel free to reach out to me on social media. I am Monique Akanbi, Akanbi, A-K-A-N-B-I. I am on all social media platforms. And to learn more about Honest HR, head over to SHRM.org/Honest HR. And you can hear more podcasts from SHRM at SHRM.org/podcast. Thank you again for joining us on Honest HR, and we'll see you later.
Business success requires thinking beyond today. That's why ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions to help your business have more success tomorrow. ADP, always designing for HR, talent, time, benefits, payroll, and people.